For many Americans, Christmas time just wouldn't be the same without at least one viewing of the classic American movie, A Christmas Story. This season, the Chattanooga Theater Center brings Gene Shepard's iconic story to life on the main stage for theatergoers with a co-production for CTC's Youth Theater and Main Stage Seasons. It's a tribute to the original, traditional, 100% red-blooded, two-fisted, all-American Christmas, and it's a holiday comedy for the entire family. Director Maria Chatton Carter and John Meldorf, who plays the grown-up Ralphie in this year's production, are excited to bring A Christmas Story back to the main stage.
I saw it, in fact, with my late father. I was born and raised in northern Illinois, and I saw it with my late father and another Illinois friend of mine the night it first came out as a movie. And, of course, we've had it in our family ever since. We watch it dozens of times every year. So.
The first year we did it, it tickled me that as soon as the flagpole was rolled out on stage, I mean, nothing was said or anything, they just saw the flagpole roll out and people would start laughing because they knew what was coming. It was like, oh, he's going to get his tongue stuck to the pole, you know. And so just little things like that. And like I was telling John the other night in rehearsal, there are certain lines you have to get right because people are going to know those are the lines. Like it's the classic mother BB gun block, you know, all of those little things that come along with the movie.
It's kind of like a Christmas time Rocky Horror Show, sort of, in that sense, because everybody in the audience is going to pretty well know what the lines are and what's going to happen, and it's still worth a laugh. It's great.
Carter gives us a brief synopsis of A Christmas Story.
This man is kind of looking back upon his favorite Christmas, and that favorite Christmas happens, and we see that favorite Christmas, whereas this young boy, he's third grade. He wants really badly this BB gun for Christmas, and he's kind of scheming, trying everything he can to get his parents to realize this is what he wants. And everywhere he goes, he hears, "You'll shoot your eye out," over and over. And then we also see the things that the kids do, such as the one little boy gets dared to stick his tongue to the flagpole, and he gets stuck. And Dad wins a major award, which is the leg lamp. So I think it's a nice memory of this really great time in this man's life. And he says, I love the end line because he talks about the only thing that mattered is we were all together and we had love. So I think it's just a nice family Christmas show.
So what is it about A Christmas Story that makes it so beloved by us, I ask?
It's about a rite of passage, you know, a boy getting a chance to get as he describes in the movie, a heroic weaponry, you know, his first BB gun. You know, that's sort of a rite of passage for a lot of boys. The humor, the interplay, the way that the kids respond to one another, how they gig each other in the play is the same way that third grade boys are going to do all the time. A little funny scene with a couple of the girls, which are not in the movie, but it's great on the theater, and we've got two fabulous young actresses, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and how they fit in with the boys and what third grade girls are doing, you know, that works out. It's so many different factors. I mean, you know, there are some of us that are going to be at the play that can remember buying a decoder pin, you know, and listening to Little Orphan Annie or Captain Midnight or one of those radio shows where they always gave you a special message at the end if you had just the right equipment to understand it, you know. So there's just so much going on. It's just all classic Americana, you know.
The cast for this production includes 3 adults and 9 youth, and Carter says that although the kids will love it, A Christmas Story actually has more adults as followers.
I remember as a kid watching this movie, and I really get some of the humor. And then as an adult, it's like, oh my goodness, this is really funny. So I think the kids are really going to enjoy it, but I think the adults are the ones that have followed it from the time that they were the younger. And so it's more an adult following than it is even a kid following.
Carter has directed A Christmas Story before, and last time the narrator role was pre-recorded. But for this year's production, John Meldorf is playing the narrator, or the adult Ralphie.
It adds another thing to it, because you get to see this man looking back. And it's so funny, because John will be watching the scene, and then, like, oh, wait a minute, I have a line. Because he gets so pulled into the show a lot of times, and it's like, okay, can't do that. Say my lines.
I've been dying to do this for 20 years probably. So didn't know they were doing it back 5 or 6 years ago, but definitely when I saw it was coming up, I had to try out for it.
John actually sent his audition form to me about a month early, and I'm going, okay, I'm on to this. And then he said he walked in, and he had to fill out another one.
See, I didn't know the rules. I didn't know you just turned it in when you walked in. I mailed it off to her. So.
A Christmas Story represents a return to the theater for John Meldorf, who is an attorney by day.
This is really a gift which our community has, and it made me even more excited just by being down there every day, let alone this particular production. So, in fact, I'm thinking about trying out for Hairspray as I brush my bald head.
A Christmas Story opens at the Chattanooga Theater Center on the main stage December 10th and runs through December 23rd. They also have 5 days of school performances scheduled. For more information, follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.